Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's live service. This is Christchurch Bulldog. Look at my screen. This is a new addition for this week, and I'm just hoping it all works because I've got so many devices on the go for this service that there's bound to be something that goes wrong, but hopefully not. I've been having a look at the live chat, and I can see that loads of people have already joined, so good morning to you all. Who's here? Let's just have a look. Can't go through all those names, there's so many. Well, it's good to see you. Have a very happy Easter. And I hope that you enjoy this all-age celebration of Christ's return to life. I'm going to start, as people are joining us, by reading part of Isaiah. And as I read it, I want you to imagine this. You're standing at the edge of a huge river, and it's uncrossable. But in the distance, across the river, you see a mountain. And that mountain is where you want to be. And you want to be there because that is where the greatest celebration of all time is taking place. Let me read these words from Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty... I'm sorry, actually, let me start again. And this time I'll put my microphone on so that hopefully you can hear me a bit better. Is that a bit better? I'm sorry about that. That's as bad as not turning on a radio mic in church, honestly. So I'm reading some verses from Isaiah, and you're imagining standing on the edge of an uncrossable river, looking across to a mountain in the distance. Isaiah says, on this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. Now, I'm conscious that as we celebrate Easter this morning, there are people for whom this doesn't really feel like a celebration. There are people who are mourning the loss of loved ones, and there are people who are in very difficult circumstances. And we particularly think of Ina in hospital this morning and Jonathan, who can't be with her because of the coronavirus lockdown. Now, this is still a celebration, but it's got to have more depth, doesn't it, than just a barbecue in the sun or whatever else we might be celebrating. If it's to be a celebration for every single person in the good times and the bad, then it has to have that depth to it. And in what we've just read in Isaiah, we're looking across this river, as it were, to this mountain. And the mountain is where the Lord will wipe away tears forever. And the good thing is, the thing that we are celebrating today is that the bridge across that river to the mountain has been built. And it was built when Jesus rose to life for us. Now, we're not quite at the mountain yet. Let's say that the bridge hasn't quite been surfaced. It's got to have a tarmac coating put down. But the foundation is laid. Christ's resurrection from the dead enables us to go to that place and be in God's presence where every tear will be wiped away. And that is why today is such a celebration for us, whether we're enjoying the sunshine anyway and it's a good and a happy time, or whether it's a difficult time. Christ's resurrection is the greatest hope that we have. Now, I'm just looking to see who's joined us. Happy Easter, Emma. It's good that people are using the live chat. That's excellent. It's good to see you all. In a little while, we'll be chatting live on the phone, and that will be a new and interesting experience, and I'm a bit nervous about that, I have to admit. But as we begin this service, if you've just joined, you've just missed me reading some words from Isaiah to open the service, but I realize that people are joining all the time. So let me now formally, if you like, open this meeting with a prayer. The Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live. Father in heaven, we thank you that today we celebrate the time when Christ gave us hope of life beyond the grave. We thank you that today we celebrate the time when Christ came back for us. We thank you that he died and he rose again. And he didn't die and rise again just to make a point. but he did it for us, so that we could celebrate what he has done and so that we could be with him. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that it is a day of glorious sunshine, and that really helps us to feel the celebration. But, Lord, thank you that there is so much more depth to it than that, that we do look forward to a time when every tear will be wiped away. So please be with us this morning as we look at your word and as we praise you. And may you give us joy and may you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we are going to share some verses and songs of praise together. Now, I asked you in an email earlier in the week to select a verse, a Bible verse, maybe a favorite verse, or select a line from a song, and then to phone me with it. Now, I'm about to get Chris on the line, and Chris is going to start us off. Hello, Chris, are you there?
Hello, Sam, I'm here. Happy Easter.
Thank you very much, Chris, and to you. So for anyone who's watching who's a guest, Chris Jenkins is our senior minister, and I've got him on the line now. Let me just turn him up so that you can all hear him. Okay, Chris, what verse would you like to share with everyone?
Sam, I've chosen Job 19, 25 to 27. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I am not another. I've chosen this, Sam, because it's a very ancient prophecy of the resurrection of Jesus. It's beautifully set to music in Handel's Messiah. And it tells me that Jesus will be in the new creation, and that I'll be with him too, that we'll all have new, brand new resurrection bodies, and that we will see Jesus with our own eyes if we know him and love him. It's really very encouraging, isn't it?
That's wonderful, Chris. Thank you very much. I hope you could all hear that okay. That was also partly a sound test to see if you can hear, and I hope you all can, but do put something in the chat if it's very difficult to hear. But thank you very much, Chris. Now, I'm going to invite anyone who would like to give me a call. And I've got my phone here ready. Now, there is a slight time delay, I understand, between the time when you are watching me speak. George says we can hear. Thank you, George. Here we go. We've got a call coming in. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. We'll try that again. Sorry. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Who's that? Oh dear, that's a good start. Wrong number, probably. Let's see if anybody else calls in. There is a time delay between me, you hearing my words and me actually saying them. So don't wait for me to hang up on the phone. You just call whenever you like. Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello, Sam.
Yes, hi.
It's the Holmes.
Oh, good morning, the Holmes. How are you?
We are really well. Happy Easter to you and to everybody.
Thank you, and to you.
We would like to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
Paula, that is wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Great to speak to you.
Yeah, I hope you have a lovely Easter.
This verse means so much to us as a family, and it's something that we've clung to in our dark times, and it's the hope that we have today.
Goodbye.
Amen. That's lovely. Thank you so much, Paula. Bye for now. There we go. I could hear the time delay when I was speaking to Paula on the phone just then. As I was speaking on the phone, I could hear myself saying what I just said on the YouTube live chat. But I hope we have a few other people who are willing to call in. So do drop me a line. I'm watching the phone. Here we go. Hello. Let me just turn you on to speaker.
Hello, Sam. It's Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm. Good morning to you. Happy Easter.
And to you.
And which verse would you like to share, Malcolm?
I was given a verse on my baptism. On my nearly 50 years ago. Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
That's wonderful, Malcolm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam.
Have a happy Easter. Bye for now.
And you, bye.
Thank you to all of those who have called in so far. I've got someone who's, let's see. Oh, I've got another call coming in. There is a message on there just to mute your TV or a computer if you're phoning in, because otherwise you hear the same thing twice and it starts to reverb. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Who have we got here?
Hello, this is Amy Cubitt.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Okay, thanks. And you?
Great. Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you. Welcome to the show. That's what it feels like.
I just wanted to encourage everyone with the words from 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. In other words, this, I like this verse because it's one of the first verses I learnt, and it reminds me that once we've submitted our lives to Christ, our lives are suddenly not our own, but his, as we strive to follow Jesus and become more like him every day. We put behind us that lying, stealing, deceitful side, and now we're on the road to renewal as we become the vessels that God has always intended us to be.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing that with us.
That's fine.
I hope you have a very happy Easter.
Thank you, you too.
Bye, Amy. Now, is there another phone call coming in? I've had a few messages coming in. Let's see what we've got. There's a verse from Catherine Bryant. Here we go. She wants to share with us 1 Corinthians 1:18. Oh, sorry, a call has just come in just as I was sharing that. Here we go. Let's have Terry. Hello, Terry. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hey, Sam.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you as well.
I've got a little verse here from Romans 10.
Okay. Go for it.
And it's from 10:9, and it just says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, brother.
Have a happy Easter,
happy
Terry.
Easter, everyone.
And to you and the family. Bye.
All right, thanks.
Okay, sorry. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. That is a wonderful thought. Now, I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop you there. It's been great to hear all of your voices, and I hope you've been encouraged to hear people in the congregation praising God together. But now I'm joined by a special guest who I think is ready to go. We're just pulling out all the stops with the technology today. So here I am on another phone, and here's our special guest.
Hello, everyone.
So Hannah is here. And she has got an activity for us all to do, and this will feed into the message later. So I'm going to hand you over to Hannah and try and keep my hand steady as I hold it up to the screen.
Brilliant. Well, happy Easter, everyone. It is so lovely to hear some of your voices this morning. So happy Easter. I hope you are rejoicing wherever you are. Now, we're going to play a bit of a game. And for this, it is going to work really well if you can access the live chat. I'm going to hold up some objects and I'm going to hold them up super close to my camera. And your job is to guess what they are. Okay. I think some might be a little bit easier than others. So we'll start with an easy one. And if it's not easy, then good luck for the rest of them. But here we go. If you think you know what it is, then pop on the live chat. I can see that. And we will see if you get it right. Okay, so here's the first one. What do we think that might be? Now, the time delay might slow this game up somewhat.
It's a car. It's not a
car. Sam, it is not a car. It is not a car. It is not an apple, Catherine. No. There's a bit of text there that might give you a clue. Peeking up into the corner. It is not a Bible, Holmes. No.
Ooh.
It is a passport. Seth, 1 point to Seth. Well done, Seth Willis. It is not a cricket ball. And Becky, you did Barney write that. I'm thinking Barney might have written that. Okay, here is the next one. Seth is currently storming ahead with one. Okay, ready? Item number two. What is it?
A DVD.
It is not a DVD. What kind of DVDs are you buying? It's not a green pepper or a broccoli, but you are on the right lines with that. Think more along those lines. It is a courgette. 1 point to George. Excellent. Well done, George. That is a courgette. What else do we have? Let's go with these. Okay, here we go. Item number three. Ooh, what could it be? I think this is obvious.
I'm still waiting.
Sunglasses! Well done, Donovan. And I just need to update everyone that it was not George that got a point, it was Saoirse. So well done, Saoirse. Okay, what else do we have? Okay, quite on theme, this one. It might be a little bit of a sound clue, which I'll try and keep. Oh, that was way too far out. Okay, what is this? What kind of bunny, Dave will be? It's a lint bunny! 1 point to Tamsin. For the detail in her guess. But I'm going to give a point to the Wilbies because this is actually a lovely little gift from them. So point to the Wilbies and a point to Tamsin. Well done. Okay, let's go with this one. Tamsin is celebrating. Okay. Sam, let's have some more guesses from you. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm seeing everyone's comment about, you know, the previous one now. So I've got Woohoo from Tamsin and Chocolate Rabbit, that's all at the moment.
Okay. Sam, what do you think this item might be?
Is it a potato?
No. No, and it's not a dinosaur. Two guesses of a dinosaur. One for a pork pie. It's not a pork pie. I don't actually like pork pie, so I wouldn't have that. Okay, let me bring it out a little bit. Maybe that will help.
Oh. Oh, I know what this Sam's is.
Sam's a toy. It's not a toy. It's not specifically a stegosaurus. What do we think? Do we need to put it out? A coaster! Yes, Becca! Well done. Becca might have had a slight advantage there because she has seen these coasters in real life. But that is a coaster. Okay, what else have we got? Right, let's go with this one. Okay, now I'm looking for specifics on this. It has to be specific, okay? What is it? Let's have some guesses coming in.
It looks like, what do you call those, like, spectrum things that you get in science tests?
I've no idea, Sam. I didn't really listen in science. it is a book. It is not a cookery book.
Book of 100.
I would, Seth, I would like the specific book, and you're only going to get a point if you get the actual book.
Is it
how are we supposed to guess? Well, I don't know why you didn't get this. It's 100 Awesome Hair Days. I mean, who doesn't have a copy of this? So no points there. I might give half a point if you guess, but you can keep count of your own. Okay, let's go for, what do we have to sound? One more or two more?
Yeah, I've got two. That'd be great. Oh, you've got two. Okay, one more. If you've got two, then go for two. That's fine.
Okay, right. Here we go. Here's the next one.
If people are feeling seasick about because the phone's moving around, I'm sorry about that.
What do you think? It's too close. Okay, Nick, I'll put it out. I just think it will get really obvious if I put it out.
It's some kind of fabric.
It's not a towel. It is a fabric, yeah, but...
Is that too vague?
It's not bubble wrap. It's not a hat or a pillow or a cotton pad or a dishcloth or a hat. What about... It's not kitchen paper or a sheep. It's not a sheep. It's a tea bag, Tamsin. Well done. Seth was right behind you, but I'm giving that one to Tamsin. Okay. Right, last one. Here we go. Ooh. What is this?
Could be a draining board, but I'm guessing you're not holding that up.
There's a few Holmes in there. One of my sandals. And I'm afraid, whoever Tiger Plus is, I'm afraid I can't make you a cuppa. That would be breaking the rules of social distancing. Brilliant. Well, hopefully you saw there that when something is really close, it's harder to see it, right? If we are super close to something, we can sometimes miss the point. And I would love you to hold on to that idea as we hear from Sam and we look at a bit of the Bible. Back to you, Sam.
Great. Thanks very much, Hannah. Now, you can all turn your phones off now, including me. Oh, no, I can't, actually. Hannah's coming back later, so I'd better keep mine on. Well, normally we would read the Bible passage and then have a sermon on it. But today, what we're going to do is I'll walk you through the Bible story. And as we go, I'll just say a few things about the story as we go. So here we are. John 20. If you do want to turn it up in your Bibles, this is where we'll be. John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. And here we go. Here's a picture of a little girl. Her name's Charlotte. She was born in 2015. Now, I want to tell you two different ways of looking at her birth. The first perspective is her mother's. To her mother, this was a little girl with a personality. It was a person to get to know and to love. And she had all these funny little things that she did, I'm sure, maybe the way she looked around or the way she moved her arms. But here's another view. To the news reporters, this was Her Royal Highness, Princess Charlotte of Cambridge, fourth in line to the throne and second child and only daughter of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Now, kids, you probably know them as William and Kate. So can you see that to the news reporters, this little girl's birth was an event. But to her mother, it was all about getting to know this new little person. The resurrection of Jesus was an event, but it's also about a person, and we want it to become personal for you. It was personal for the lady in the story we're going to be looking at today in the Bible, John chapter 20. That lady's name was Mary Magdalene. And let me tell you the story. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." In Hannah's game before, it was difficult to see what was going on because we were so close to the object. And it's difficult to see when you don't have the full picture in front of you, if you've only got a little part of it. And Mary didn't have the full picture. She was looking for a body. And of course, we know that in the full picture, Jesus had risen from the dead. She thinks that the body has been taken away. And I want to say that we're all a little bit like Mary, in that we struggle to grasp what's happened. People coming back to life from the dead is not something that we experience every day. And so we have all sorts of questions and doubts, maybe, when we hear about the empty tomb. But if we only ever think about the event and how it could have happened, if we only ever focus on the detail, then our questions will never be answered. And that's because this isn't about an event. It's about a person. When I was at school, I used to enjoy light and sound engineering for stage performances, maybe theater or a live band or whatever it might be. And I sometimes used to go to performances and just look at the light display or just look at where they'd hidden the microphones. But if it was a play and you asked me about the characters, I actually wouldn't have any idea what was going on. I was so busy looking at the lighting and sound. But of course, the play is about the characters. It's about the people. And if you don't keep an eye on the people, then you don't get the point and you don't get the big picture. Now, of course, the person in this story who matters the most is Jesus. And here he is. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" When you think about the resurrection, are you looking for someone? And if you are looking for someone, who are you looking for? Because Jesus is teaching Mary something when he says, "Who are you looking for?" Because Mary's looking for a body. But if Jesus was who he said he was, she should have expected more. Who is she looking for? An ordinary man? Or is it the man she knew, who attracted crowds of thousands and performed amazing miracles and even raised people from the dead? God works on a different scale to us. In the summer, in fact, just the other day, I saw somebody watering their lawns. We all water lawns to make sure they don't die in the summer. But God works on a different scale to us. I watched a video recently about the Kalahari Desert. The Kalahari means the great thirst. And when it rains in the Kalahari, suddenly 900,000 kilometers bursts into lush vegetation and into bloom. And here we are trying to water our lawns to keep them alive. God just operates on a different scale to us. Almost always, when we read our Bibles, when we pray, when we listen to someone preach, our expectations of Jesus are too small. The Jesus we're looking for is an amazing man. He might even be God with us. But what we don't think is that galaxies and history and the future and empires and even the final destiny of humanity are all as much in his control as this pen is in mine. And yet, he came back to life for you and for me. The story goes on. Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will greet him." I will get him, sorry. Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Some of the children watching this are real artists. You could draw an amazing picture and you could put it up on the wall at school and everyone would look at it and think, "Wow, what an amazing picture." But it's really special, isn't it? When you draw a really nice picture and you just give it to one person because that one person means so much to you. Jesus, when he rose from the dead, could have risen from the dead with a bang and shown the whole world his greatness. But instead, he just appears to one person who he loves, and he sees her alone, and he says her name, Mary. Jesus was interested in Mary as an individual, and he's interested in you. Jesus used a picture of himself as a shepherd, and he says, a shepherd calls his own sheep, each by name, and the sheep know his voice. Now, even in the New Testament, most Christians hadn't actually heard Jesus's voice. In the book of Acts, 3,000 people believed the gospel. 3,000 people were brought into Jesus's sheepfold, and not because they heard Jesus's voice, but because they heard Peter preaching. And it will be the same for us today. We won't literally hear Jesus calling our voice. But if you have believed the message about Jesus, and if you have committed yourself to live for him, then Jesus knows you by name. You can say your name in this sentence. Here we go. Jesus rose from the dead for you. And you're part of his family. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Jesus said, "Go to my brothers." And Mary goes to the disciples. Now, kids, if you've got a brother or sister and I say to you, go to your brother or sister, you're not going to go to somebody else. But Mary understands that Jesus is creating a new spiritual family. And everyone who is part of it is Jesus's brother or sister and can call God my Father. And here's the thing. That family is still getting bigger today. There are people out there who will be Jesus's brothers and sisters, who will be able to call God my Father, and yet they don't know it yet. It's a bit like a treasure chest has been left on their doorstep, but nobody's rung the doorbell. So we've got a job to do. We've got to share this good news that Jesus came back to life for them. And also, on this Easter Sunday, let's celebrate the fact that Jesus came back to life for us. This is personal, and he cares for us. Let me pray, and then Hannah is going to lead us in some more prayers. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came back to life for us. Thank you that you care about each of us individually. And you call us each by name, even though at this time we cannot hear your voice. We pray that we would look forward to the day when we can hear your voice, when we can be in your presence. And may that longing fill this day with all the greater celebration. We pray too that you would help us during this time of suffering. Please help us to be shining lights in this world. And particularly, please may you help us to share the good news about Jesus' resurrection with all that we come across, so that they too can become Jesus' brothers and sisters and call God my Father. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite Hannah back into the room. Are you there, Hannah?
I'm here.
Hannah's here. Okay. Hannah is going to lead us now in some prayer, and she'll explain what we're going to do.
Brilliant. So we're gonna pray together, and we're gonna do this in three parts. So first of all, pray up. Let's say some prayers of praise and thanksgiving to God, our Father. I'll say a bit, I'll pray a bit, and then there'll be a space where I'd love to encourage you, whether you're by yourself or with family, to pray some of those things in, and I will prompt you in that. So we're gonna start by praying up. we're then going to pray in, we're going to pray for ourselves and for our own hearts, and then we're going to pray out. So we're going to pray for our world and the nations in God's world. So let's pray together. Father God, we want to lift up praise to you today and celebrate the risen Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you loved your world so much that you sent Jesus to conquer death and defeat the power of sin. Father, please help us to humble ourselves this Easter Sunday and every day, that we might see more of your perfect power and love and the transformation it makes to our lives. Take a moment now and lift up your own prayers of thanks and praise to God. Father God, we know that Jesus had to die because of our sin, because of our turning away from you. And we are so sorry for the many times that we spoil the day and spoil our world with our sin. Father, please would you change our hearts to love Jesus more every day. Please would you change our hearts to live in a way that points to his goodness and his strength. Why don't you take a moment to say sorry to God for your sin? And ask him that he might change your heart. And Father God, our world is so broken, and we are seeing that right now in a very real way. Father, please would you protect those who are suffering with coronavirus. Please would you comfort the families of those individuals, and please protect the key workers who are serving this country. Father God, please would you continue to show your mercy to this world. Would you continue to show yourself to this world? We pray that many more may come to accept that personal invitation on offer from Jesus, and would they know for themselves the freedom and the life that he offers. Why don't you say a prayer for our world or somebody that you want to know Jesus this Easter? Thank you, Father, that today is a day of celebration. And we pray that the name of Jesus will be lifted high and praised across the nations. In Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Hannah. And now, as the service draws to a close, I want to read some words from Hebrews 13. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for this morning's virtual Easter Day service and celebration. I hope you all have a very happy Easter and enjoy the rest of the day.